Does this sound like you?
I'm working 60 hours a week. I really need to cut that down so that I can tuck my kids into bed every night.
I'm not spending time thinking about my company in the long term and winning new business. I think we could be earning at least another $100,000 a year, and that would really take the pressure off at home.
I'd love to grow my company in the next 5 years so that I can sell it and retire to Florida.
If this sounds familiar, believe it or not, you're only one step away. As business owners, we know how valuable your time is as the leader of your company. Where and how you choose to spend your time directly affects the bottom line of your business. The team at Aaron Meyer Consulting Group works with owners and CEOs with these exact concerns. If you want to address these challenges head on, reach out to a trusted advisor. For over 30 years, Larry Reines has been working with and in small business and can help you take that one step. From there, it's a comprehensive discovery process followed by a step-by-step guide to get your company on the road to success. Reach out to Larry Reines at Aaron Meyer Consulting today. Just go to aaron-meyer.com. That's aaron-meyer.com. Or email larry@aaron-meyer.com.
Welcome back to Digital Connections, where we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a marketing agency owner, strategist, and coach. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped my business grow, and they can help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today we're talking about the magic formula, my favorite magic formula. You know, the one they talk about, the one that's going to solve all your problems in business. It's going to make you $1 million overnight, and it's going to 100x your business. And we all know that that's all just marketing fluff. Unfortunately, the truth is there is no magic formulas, but what there is are some definite solutions that can get you on the right track to build a successful, profitable business that allows you to live a life you love. And to be honest, that kind of freedom sounds like a much better deal to me than constantly chasing after something that doesn't exist. To find this freedom, however, you have to have a clear vision of what you and your company can achieve. You have to have an idea of where you're going and why you want to go there. It is also necessary to measure results. It's these things that are going to allow you to build a future that supports this dream. And that vision feeds your mindset, which is the majority of your ultimate success. And that is why I have brought in my next guest. In fact, this is how their team starts off a conversation with their clients. Imagine the possibilities. My guest is Larry Reines with Aaron Meyer Consulting. Larry empowers the vision of many small businesses, from startups to companies looking to grow and even businesses in distress. Aaron Meyer Consulting has a proven track record in established, effective organizational structure and communication that create the foundation for growth and profitability. Larry inspires and motivates so you can delegate and empower your team. They work on your mindset. The formula for success is developing and implementing strategies for finance, operation, and sales to structure your business to achieve financial stability, high sales volumes, reduce costs, and a work-life balance. With a short conversation, they will see if they can deliver these results for you. And that is what I really like about Larry's company, is that they will not sell you something you don't need, and they won't tell you they can help you if they really can't. So Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That's so wonderful of an introduction, Nancy. I appreciate it.
You bet. So something that you are known for in your coaching and consulting is this concept of one step away. So tell me a little bit more about this. One step away from what?
Well, so that's the question, right? What are we one step away from? You had said that, you know, business entrepreneurs and business owners want to create the life they love, right? So are they one step away from that? And they probably are one step away. Every one step is a little different. It comes from a different place, but it really takes this step to go over the threshold and to say, you know, here, I realize I need to make this change. I realize I want this type of life or this type of business. Mm. And we go from there, right? So there has to be the first step is to say, this is what I want. And it's a mindset that people need to bring to the table so that we could help them on their journey to bring them one step closer to where they want to be.
Yeah. And it really is. It's always amazing to me once that decision is made, how much easier it becomes for a business owner. It's always fascinating, you know, that it does become so much easier for them.
Well, if they're not enrolled in the possibility, then it's really hard to bring them to where they want to be. You know, your introduction was perfect. It is about mindset. It's whatever the dreams that we have and whatever we want to do, if we're not thinking that we can do it and that we need to get there. And then sometimes we need help to get there. And that's why we have people in the world that help.
Yeah. I don't know that there really is a successful business out there that hasn't had to rely on somebody. Or hasn't had to have help from someone in some way, you know?
Well, look, so except Herman, and a violinist has a coach. Roger Federer has a coach. Tiger Woods has a coach. The greatest of the greats have coaches, and they're personal coaches. They're not team coaches. They're there to help them. They're not better than them. They're just there to make sure they're guided to the right place, that they're taking the right step, right? You have to get where you want to go.
So speaking of which, how did you get on this journey of coaching and consulting?
So I started out in business very young as a paper boy. And I bring up that story because it's authentic. When I did that paper route, back in the 70s, I used to have to deliver and do every aspect of what running a business would be. I had to do the fulfillment of delivering the papers. I had to collect the money. I had to pay the bills. I had to do the marketing. There wasn't one part of a business that you're doing today that you didn't have to do as a paper boy. And you had no one to push you, right? Your motivation was that you wanted big tips. So you wanted to get the paper there clean. You wanted to provide excellent customer service. So I started out sort of enabling other people to have a good experience in whatever product or service I was delivering or doing. And as I moved into the footwear business and into the food business, I realized it is the customer experience. It's helping people. And people ended up coming to me, right? People came to me and said to me, hey, can you help me with this? Because my mindset was that of inclusivity. It's empowering people. And when you empower people, they come to you to say, hey, can you help me with this? And I sort of, after 20 years in footwear, ended up being a consultant where people would come to me. I didn't have to market in the beginning because they kept saying, can you help me with this? And that's really how I got started. They came to me because they saw that I was sincere in trying to help them. I never said, let's try this. If I didn't know how to do it, I would never come to them to do it. So it was very comforting. It was comforting for my clients. It was comforting for me. And it's what the word of mouth did, how I got my business up and running.
That's fantastic. Well, what do you see after kind of going through all of that? What do you see as the number one challenge that business owners are facing today? And how do you help them? How do you help them with this?
So it's interesting. There's two things. The one thing that they see mostly is there's a challenge with uncertainty. So the uncertainties in the employment market, the uncertainties with inflation, the uncertainties with the pandemic, the uncertainties with the war in Ukraine, right? There's just uncertainty. There's uncertainty about what's happening tomorrow. They don't know what the government's going to do. They don't know what regulations are going to come down if there's another pandemic, if people start getting sick with COVID, God forbid, right? So it's this level of uncertainty. And they get frozen. So they might see, oh my God, I need people to come work in my store. That's my number one problem. But no, the problem is, no, you got to step back and work on your business. We have to figure out how to address the uncertainty, which we know is going to be there. I don't think there's a question in an uncertain time, but it's how are you preparing yourself to deal with it? And what strategies are you preparing in advance? Because if you're sort of, I hate to say it, going into battle, you need to know what your strategy is if you hit a roadblock, right? You have to be able to pivot and move, and you have to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. You have to prepare yourself to just go in and face the uncertainty with a great vision and a strategy of whatever it is. Now, strategy doesn't mean it's a fixed idea. It means that you sort of know what you're doing and you're consciously, mindfully making choices.
Yeah. And I think so many times, people don't want to have to mess with the plan. You know, it takes so much time to have to plan and to strategize. And, you know, they do want that silver bullet that's just going to take care of everything. And, you know, unfortunately, they end up digging themselves into bigger holes because of it. So I wish for every business out there that they would take the time that is necessary to find that plan for themselves. Right. But that's exactly why I have you here. So so tell me about some of the successes that your clients, some of the successes that you guys have generated for them.
Well, so recently we had a client who, we came out of COVID and he, like so many businesses, had a challenge. And then he saw that he had all this opportunity, but his infrastructure was not prepared to take it. And he had a waiting list of 50 people to call back because he had spaces to fill and he had the people to fill them, but there was something missing in the middle, which was the system and the foundation to be able to do it. His team was unprepared because they just didn't know, like it got thrown at them and they didn't know what to do. So they froze by saying, I can't do it. So I brought in, a structure for him that basically organized them. I hate to say digital transformation, but we brought in computer systems. We brought in processes and procedures so that we could match supply and demand and create it. And it was a 4x on his business volume in about 60 days because it was there. It wasn't, there's no, like, you can't create 4x unless it's there to start. We just made sure that he didn't leave anything on the table.
Yeah.
So
it was
fantastic. Right.
And I think that's where it bothers me when companies are willing to say, we can, 100x your profit. If you don't know my business and you don't know what's actually going on or what kind of opportunities I have, you're probably not going to be able to do that for me.
But no, it's funny because when I speak to people, sometimes they say, well, so does that mean you're going to guarantee me a 20% increase? I said, I don't know your business well enough yet. Let's talk. Like, we have to get to the point of knowing, is it there or is it something that you want to get? A lot of times business owners have it there and just need to take it.
Yeah. And I think that's such a good point. You know, I've had conversations with folks where they'll say, I need you to do this for me. And I'm like, okay, well, what happens when we actually bring you, the 30 clients that you want every month? What happens then? You know, what if we get you 60 clients per month? Are you going to be able to handle it? And I've received some crazy responses. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, oh, wait, I could actually, yeah, it's possible.
No, some people forget about the fulfillment rule and then the customer experience along with it, right? Mm-hmm. So you have one shot for a first impression. And someone just said to me today, we're going to call the press. I said, no, we're not going to do all that. We're going to make sure that the ship floats and that it's going in the right direction, then we can get all excited. But we're not getting excited until we know that you've executed what you need to do, because you have to prove yourself. Like, customers are smart now, especially now.
That's awesome. Any other stories to share on that, on the success front?
Yeah, no, I mean, so I went into it was actually a gym. They had 43 workers, and it was an organ. There was no leadership and the owner knew it. And the owner would just said, "How do I hire people to get to work? And how does this work?" We spent the time working. I do some assessments. I do DISC assessments, because a lot of times I find that the problem is not in the people. It's in their communication. And when you talk at people instead of to people, because you just don't know that person well enough, it creates challenges. And so when I use DISC, people understand how people want to hear things and how you should talk to them and how you've spoken to, and it created it. And so I did this with the top, the managers of the office manager, the front desk manager, and the head coaches. And it was all of a sudden, instead of these people talking at each other, they started talking to each other. Instead of garbages being overfull, all of a sudden, everything started to flow a lot better. Now, we did outline their responsibilities and we made things real clear, but we were able to transform a leaderless ship and into something that was very focused, very aligned, and in tune with each other. The communication improved 9,000%. And it just was a pleasure. It's a pleasure to see when you walk into an office in the beginning and people are walking by each other, to all of a sudden they're saying hello to each other. They're helping each other. They're holding doors. It's like a weird thing, right? It sounds small, but it means something to your work environment, right? Your culture needs to be healthy. It needs to be thriving. It shouldn't be, there's Charlie. There's Sarah again. Look at what she's doing, right?
Right. So you've got to spend way too many hours with those folks to live a life like that.
Yeah, that's exactly true. 1,000%. You know it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So you said something interesting. I think there's a definite feeling of dismay in hiring for people these days, right? The great resignation, et cetera, the great reshuffle, whatever you want to call it, right? Do you have any tips specifically for leaders that are out there that are experiencing that right now in their companies?
Well, it's about engagement. It's engagement with your team and who's inside and communicating with them. And making sure that your culture is it an engagement open culture. Don't break the boundaries of what you have. Obviously, there's a lot of reasons teams are teams, but you have to have an environment where people are welcomed, where people feel appreciated, where people feel that they want to be heard. And it works the same thing when you're hiring people. You have to have a rapport. Like, to ask people for what their skills are is the old way to do it. But the truth is, we need to find out what are people's ideas? What's their visions? Are they going to be a good cultural fit into our organization? You know, in the gym, they had a great climber, a great climbing coach, was not a good fit. So it was a poison. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you keep the poison, no matter what you do with everyone else, it's poisonous. So it is about culture. It's about making sure that they're aligned and that you're also engaging them. And you can engage them a dozens of ways. Right. You don't want to have meeting after meeting, but you have to be open to speak to them, to hear them, to see what they have to say. You need a binary communication. It can't just go one way.
Yeah. And I think after the pandemic, and now that people understand, I think a lot more people understand they have choices, and they have options. I don't think it's no longer an option for employers to not have that kind of concern for their teams. I think it's absolutely necessary these days if you're going to be hiring.
Well, it's 100% necessary, and it's funny because we're coaches. And what our goal should be to get the mindset of the leadership to create that, right? And if the mm-hmm. if the leadership isn't in that mindset, then it's almost a little bit of a lost cause, right? You have to,
yeah.
People are not open to wanting to be that way, and then to create that open culture, that you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
Too many choices, you said it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you help businesses that are failing or in distress? How far down the road can they be? Is there a certain point where you can no longer help them?
That becomes so it's a mutual selection process, right? So everyone says, why is it a mutual selection? I said, well, because if first I have to be able to help them, and they have to want the help. And we have to then like each other, because it's like you're paying me to call your baby ugly. So when someone's really in distress, they have a lot of ugly. It might be that there's a lot of ugly babies. I went into one business and there were 14 employees and I had to fire 6 of them almost in the first week because wait a minute, guys, this is cancerous. This isn't going to work. This is why you're having challenges. And it turned out that I had to take that company through a chapter 11. And so I go that far. I have gone that far. It was a surprise chapter 11 because I wasn't told it was as bad as it was, but it was so much low hanging fruit for us to be able to go in there and restructure the business that we did just that. And then we made it a profitable business. So yeah, those are the great stories, right? Where you're able to take someone losing and then Shazam, they're back and they're profitable and growing.
That sounds like it's a pretty far down the road kind of deal, you know? So yeah.
That was down the road, but I didn't choose it that way because I didn't know. I knew that the volume was declining. I knew the staff was a little bit concerned about their jobs, but I had no idea. It was like a house on fire, but they were open to the change. Right. So that's why the mutual selection, because then I had to have hard conversations. It was a family business. So one of the family members had to be let go, which is, that's not easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. No, that's gotta be. Yeah. But
they knew it was for the better, right? That's the mindset was, we have to fix this. So the funny thing was, there was no hard feelings. The brother said, you're right. I need to go. My time has come.
I'll bet your Thanksgiving dinner improved quite a bit.
Yeah. He moved out of state.
Right. So we talk a lot about mindset on this show because I've seen it over and over again. You know, it is just one of the most important aspects of success in business. And I know this is something that you help your clients with. What kind of advice do you have for entrepreneurs that are struggling in this area?
Well, the first thing is that you need to the same thing you would say, you need to start with the vision. You have to be able to step back from your business, get out of the nuts and bolts and the gears, and then say, which way is my ship going and what's my North Star? And then that's, you figure out what your why is and then how you're going to get there. And once you have that foundation and you have your vision figured out and your goals figured out, then you can start assessing where you are. Then you can start figuring out what you need to do, and then you can execute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't stepped away to look at your business from 35,000 feet, you can't be in the right mindset. Your mindset's to work. Yeah. It's I'm in it. But
right.
You really have to be on it. And one of the tougher things is finding that balance, because it's not revenue generating to start to work on your business. Right?
It isn't.
Not when you start, but down the road, very revenue generating, because all of a sudden your time management gets improved, your execution gets improved, your alignment gets improved with your team, your culture is improved. Everything improves when you know where you want to go and when you see your North Star. You might take a zigzag to get there, but you're still going towards the North Star.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's funny, I think a lot of business owners think, if I just work harder, if I just burn the candle at both ends, if I just do this, and they do that out of fear. They do that thinking, you know, that this is what's going to, and that's the number one, I think, trigger of not being able to get to that mindset, is that fear-based place that keeps you just running in circles. And it is exactly what you said, when you can just step away and, you know, let yourself actually focus on where it is that you really want to go, it can change everything.
It is a lot of times what they do when they work in their business all the time is follow the shiny object, not realizing that they're going away from their North Star, right? Here it is. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. Oh, someone brought this to me. Oh, someone brought that to me. And you're just not, moving in the right direction. Movement is always good, but you have to be able to say that you're going towards a goal.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it SOS on this show, shiny object syndrome.
But it's a real thing. It really is.
Right? It is. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's what you're doing every single time you're calling for an SOS, please. Help.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
Wonderful. Well, okay. So we're just about out of time, but tell me how people can find you if they want more information and they want to get help from you.
So I'm on LinkedIn under Larry Reines, the name spelt there. You can go to my website, www.larryreines.com, spelled out the below. And also the corporate site, Aaron Meyer, www.aaron-myer.com. And lastly, you can text me anytime, 917-776-0309, and I'd be happy to chat with you and see if I could help you. And if not, I have a network of people that also help in other areas where I'm not a proficient. So I'm not going to take on something that I can't do to help you. We just don't do that.
Wow. So Larry, two things there. First of all, I can't believe that you accept text messages. That is awesome. But second of all, you didn't correct me on your name. I didn't know it was Reines. That's awesome. Listen, I love that.
If you just don't call me late to dinner, I'm happy. I went through this for years in my life, and the series changed my name to Reines, and everyone changes it. So you sort of let it go. And I've had the funny story is, in high school, I had two older brothers. They were both 1 year above me. And it always was amazing that I knew which teachers they had because they knew how to pronounce the name.
That's great.
So you didn't have my brothers, I guess. So, yeah.
No, I have not interviewed your brothers yet. So Larry, I have to tell you, there's a great trick on LinkedIn. Have you used the little name thing where you can say your name on there so that people know how to say your name,
pronounce your name correctly? Is. Yeah. I should go over there and do it right away, huh?
Yes, you should. And then I should have listened to it before we recorded the show.
No harm, no foul. I enjoyed our time together. It was super nice to talk with you, and I'm hoping
absolutely
that someone out there got a little something today that could help them with their business, right? That's what we hope for.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Larry, so much for stopping by. I'm excited for listeners that decide to reach out to you. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right. Before we take off today, I have got a digital marketing tip of the day for you. Today's tip is actually an entire book of amazing guidance called The One-Page Marketing Plan by Alan Dibb. I love this book. It is a decisive map of how to lay out your marketing plan in a simple format that you will continue to use. It is not a plan that you create like that 50-page business plan that you have in a drawer someplace that you haven't looked at since the day you opened your business. This is a guiding document, not just for you, but anyone that is responsible for helping you with your marketing and helping you run your company. It will explain exactly who your target market is, what your primary message is to them, and it will also ensure that your marketing tactics are working to support your overall company goals. I am such a huge fan of this book that I'm going for a certification in this particular methodology. And I'm also running a pilot program for this. So if you're interested, feel free free to reach out to me to see if you might be a candidate. A huge thank you to my guest today, Larry Reines with Aaron Meyer Consulting. You can find Larry at aaron-meyer.com. That's aaron-meyer.com. Or connect with Larry on LinkedIn. Please make sure to follow us and subscribe and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for all of my guests and for me on our website at digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.
So are you tired of seeing little or no return for your marketing efforts? Have you been burned doing business with cheap internet companies that lock you into long-term contracts and provide no tangible results? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily on the internet? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with them, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI consultant, but they guide you through an effective strategy based on digital experience of their global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results at a price you can afford. Find them at wsidigitalconnections.com. That's wsidigitalconnections.com.